the things that aren't that important. And in doing so, we can miss the big picture. Christmas isn't all about presents. Shock horror, kids, I know. Christmas isn't all about food, glorious food. Christmas isn't all about going to the beach and holidays. And like the wheelbarrows, the big idea of Christmas that we're in danger of missing is that in the longing, in the waiting, in the hoping for change, for justice, for restoration, we're in danger of missing the most important fact, that God is with us. That God is with us in the mess of life. And there is a genuine, glorious hope of change. I love the words of the Christmas carol, O Holy Night. One line speaks of the weary world. The world certainly seems weary, doesn't it? Millions dead in this raging pandemic, natural disasters commonplace, and corruption possibly the biggest weariness. Weariness could define 2021, couldn't it? And no doubt we personally have some weariness going on as well. So how do we respond to this weariness burden? Well, the full line of O Holy Night says, the thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. We can remember that the baby Jesus becomes the beckoning Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, says Jesus. And this rest can be experienced in the Jesus awesomeness that is light and life, that is grace and truth, that is joy and peace, that is love and hope. With each of those designed to thrill us. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. We have much to rejoice with today. So let's keep our eyes and hearts set on Jesus. Gift giving's great. It reflects God's gift-giving nature. Feasting and celebrating are great. We have the best reason to do these, don't we? And relaxing and recreating with holidays are great as well. We're made to rest, to play, to laugh, and to enjoy the earth whilst caring for it. But let's keep our eyes and hearts set on Jesus. And may we take up his invitation to come to him, to receive from him, so in our weariness we can also rejoice. We're going to have O Holy Night play on screen. And as we do, it's an opportunity for a few different things. You may just like to be still and consider the words. You may like to spend some time praying, just, you know, in your own head, for our weary world, or to pray for your own weariness or that of others you know. You may like to come and light a candle, either up the front here or there's another little station down the back, to light a candle as a symbol of a prayer. Or you may like to place a cash offering in our offering box just down there. This is going to be given to the New Zealand Baptist Missionary Society to support the amazing work being done in our weary world. It's a thing that our church is doing, so if you're a visitor, please don't feel any obligation to contribute. And at the end of the song, I'll lead us in prayer for our overseas friends in Kolkata.